With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Tennessee voters today casting ballots in a special election has been closely watched in the nation's capital.
Off-year special elections don't usually generate national interest, but the race to choose a representative for Tennessee's conservative 7th congressional district is doing just that. The contest has seen a surge in spending from both Republicans and Democrats. President Trump phoned into a pre-election day rally yesterday as Republicans cling to a slim majority in the House, while Democrats hope a strong showing could boost them ahead of midterms next November. Greg Clugston, Washington.
American envoy Steve Witkoff sits down with Vladimir Putin today in a bid to end the four-year war in Ukraine. The meeting follows weekend negotiations in Florida. It also marks Witkoff's sixth visit to Moscow this year. The Northeast is seeing its first major winter snowstorm of the year. Ashton Robinson Cook is a forecaster at the Weather Prediction Center in Portland, Maine.
We'll have cold, high pressure moving in from the Dakotas and South Central Canada that'll reinforce a shot of colder air across much of the central and central U.S. and the Great Lakes region.
Schools and government offices closed around the Northeast, with officials citing potentially dangerous road conditions in the very near future. So much for the doom and gloom predictions surrounding the president's tariffs.
The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development is upgrading its outlook for global and U.S. economic growth this year. The 38-country OECD now forecasts the world economy will expand 3.2% this year, an improvement on the 2.9% it predicted for 2025 back in June. The OECD also is raising its forecast for U.S. growth this year to 2%, up from the 1.6% it had forecast in June. Rich Thomason reporting.
This is SRN News. America's younger generations are not very religious.
The Pew Research Center has made a detailed analysis of faith in the United States, and it reveals that amongst Generation Z, ages 18 to 29, the number of non-religious individuals outnumbers the amount of Protestants by almost 2-1. Amongst millennials, ages 30 to 49, the non-religious also outnumber Protestants. Amongst Generation X and Baby Boomers, the two older generations, the numbers are just the opposite. Michael Harrington reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, families of Mexico's disappeared have gathered at a church near Mexico City to craft Christmas ornaments bearing the faces of their missing loved ones. The handmade ornaments now hang from a tree of hope, as it's called, inside the sanctuary. They'll stay there until February 2nd. Official figures indicate more than 133,000 people have disappeared in Mexico since 1952. This is SRN News. Keith Peters reports there's a new word of the year.
Oxford University Press has named rage bait as its word of the year, capturing the internet zeitgeist of 2025. The phrase refers to online content that is deliberately designed to elicit anger in order to drive traffic to a particular social media account.
That is Keith Peters reporting. A new Federal Review finds 44% of trucking schools don't comply with the law.
The Transportation Department said that it plans to revoke the accreditation of nearly 3,000 schools unless they can comply with training requirements in the next 30 days. Separately, the Department of Homeland Security is auditing trucking firms owned by immigrants to verify their drivers are qualified to hold a commercial license. Another 45,000 schools are being warned that they could face similar action.
That is Haya Panjawi reporting. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average right now up by 196 points. The NASDAQ up 149. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.